With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, the owner of a Tennessee factory where six workers died last year in flooding from Hurricane Helene, will not face charges. An investigation found no criminal wrongdoing. Authorities say they found no evidence that employees were told they would be fired if they left the factory during the storm. The search for victims in the flooding in Texas heading into its third week. Officials trying to pin down exactly how many people are missing. Flash floods killed at least 135 people. An estimated 100 remain on the missing list. A new poll shows President Trump ending a big week in Washington with a positive approval rating.
Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Donald Trump's job performance. 48% disapprove. The latest figure includes 34% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The margin of sampling error for the full sampling of 1,500 likely U.S. voters is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. And utter chaos earlier today in Los Angeles.
It was a chaotic scene outside a Los Angeles nightclub early Saturday morning when a vehicle drove into a crowd of people on Santa Monica Boulevard, injuring 30, says L.A. Fire Department Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
Out of the 30 patients, we transported a total of 23 of those patients. Seven of them were in critical condition.
Van Gerpen says one of the patients had a gunshot wound. The LAPD is investigating that along with the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia launching another massive overnight drone and missile attack on Ukraine, killing at least one person. Ukraine says more than 300 drones were fired. Authorities in Vietnam say 34 people have been killed when a boat loaded with tourists capsized during a sudden thunderstorm. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble for America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court issuing arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power 4 years ago. ICC accuses the Taliban of having, quote, severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he hopes corporate sponsors of NPR will follow the lead of Congress in pressuring the broadcaster to end its pursuit of a liberal agenda.
Like we're seeing right now in corporate America, they're starting to dismantle their DEI programs and their woke agendas to bring it back to original mission, which is looking out for shareholders and doing the right thing for their businesses and not placating the radical left.
And Dane simply wants fair coverage of the issues.
That they should also tell PBS and NPR, please depoliticize, move this thing back the middle, be providing information, not editorial comments of what's going on in the world, and worse than that, promoting a left agenda.
Merger talks still on as Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern hope to create the largest railroad in North America that would connect the East and West Coast. More details at srnnews.com.